Spoiler alert, at the end of this episode...
Nope. Don't tell me.
Now, don't tell me, let me guess.
Oh, I know that. Now, don't tell me.
Okay, you'll just have to listen to this exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey...
The Parker family's African adventure is about to begin.
Welcome to Kenya. I'm Jessica.
Hi.
Hello.
We're only here for a week, and we want to help out as much as we can.
Hi, I'm Camilla.
Hello, I'm Cece.
Could you use another player? I was an all-star on my soccer team back at home.
Ah! David! He fell off the roof!
Well, the good news is that the x-ray shows it's a simple break. It only fractured your radius bone.
But how will I help build the school?
You won't.
Matthew, I don't think it's safe to walk on those rocks.
Ah! Ah! Matthew! Somebody please help!
Here, catch the rope.
Thank you so much.
I'd have drowned without you. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael? Michael, are you okay? Mom, you have to help us.
Well, Olivia, what happened?
Oh, this boy fainted after he saved my life.
Saved your life? What's going on?
That's my brother, Michael.
Matthew?
Hi, Dad.
Worried about Michael, huh?
I wish I could do something to help out.
We just received news about Michael.
How is he?
Michael has a large hole in his heart.
Good morning, Camilla.
Hi, Dad.
How would you like your eggs this morning?
You're cooking breakfast?
Sure, why not? The power just came back on, so I figured I'd strike while the iron is hot.
How are you going to cook with your arm in a sling?
Well, I have two of them, you know, though it is awkward not using my dominant hand. So, how do you want your eggs?
I think I'll pass.
Pass? What are you talking about? You love eggs.
I met the chicken yesterday. Eating eggs is a lot harder when you know their mother.
Okay. Matthew, Olivia, breakfast?
I'm not hungry.
Ooh, yeah. Now that the power's back on, I think I'm going to use my hair dryer.
Please do. You look like your head cuffed up a fur ball.
Ooh, nice one. Very funny, Matthew.
Morning, all.
Morning, Mom.
Morning, sweetheart. How would you like your eggs?
You're making eggs? I don't think so.
What do you mean?
You can't cook eggs one-handed, especially not with your left hand.
That's what I said.
Okay, I'm not powerlifting. They're just eggs.
Move aside. I'll do it.
I'll take scrambled.
Yes, please. Me too.
What? Wait a minute. I thought nobody...
Nothing personal, Dad. I just don't trust you on utensils right now.
Oh, good grief.
You can supervise me. How about that?
Great.
Did you see Michael, Mom?
Yes, he just got back to the clinic a few minutes ago.
Oh, good. So, now that you know the problem is with his heart, you can fix it, right? I mean, there has to be an operation or something.
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is. But it's fairly expensive.
Well, how expensive?
There's a doctor in Thailand who's offered to do the surgery pro bono.
Yeah, that's great!
What does pro bono mean?
Pro bono. It means he'll do it for free.
Which is very generous, but there are still costs involved.
Well, no problem.
Yeah, we should have that covered.
Covered? What are you two talking about?
Last night, Olivia and I were praying for Michael, and we figured that he would need some money for his treatment.
Yeah, so we decided to get a refund on our youth camp money and give that to him.
When the power came back on this morning, I emailed Mr. Whitaker to ask him for a refund. Between the two of us, that's $500.
Wow. Ooh, I want help too. I have $12, $14 if I can get an advance on my allowance. Cool, so $514 then. How much will it cost, Mom? I mean, will that cover it?
Oh, kids, that's so kind of you. But we have to pay for transportation, additional staff, the hospital expenses, and medication. It's not cheap.
How not cheap are we talking?
$26,000.
$26,000?
We don't even have close to that.
I know, sweetheart. Michael did ask to see the two of you.
Really?
Actually, he asked for those two American kids who don't know what a monkey looks like.
Well, that's us.
Let's go.
Okay.
Olivia, Matthew?
Yeah, Dad?
I am really proud of both of you.
Yes, you're both very sweet.
Sweet, but not enough.
I'm so sorry, Michael. I feel terrible about what happened.
It's not your fault. My heart has been bad for a long time. That's why I was at home resting instead of playing. I guess my being sick allowed me to help you.
I wish there was something we could do.
I'm just glad. For once, I could help somebody else. Who? Usually it's me that needs help.
Well, we should probably let you get some sleep.
Yes. I'm so sorry I'm tired.
No, it's okay. We'll come visit later.
Bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye, Michael.
Goodbye.
He doesn't look good.
I know. He needs that surgery soon.
Maybe we can raise more money.
What would it take 2,600 cap baths to raise that much, Matthew?
There has to be something we can do.
Hmm.
Is that a with an idea behind it?
Maybe. Okay, it's a long shot, but it just might work. Tell me what you think of this.
You're not playing football today, Cece?
I don't feel like it.
I'm sorry about Michael.
He's a good brother. He gave me my dog, Bakari. He found it by the road last year and cleaned her up for me. Mama fixed up the side where her stuffy was coming out.
That's neat.
I know Bakari doesn't have a head, but I don't care. I love her anyway.
I think she's beautiful. Do you want to pray together for Michael?
Yes. I would like that very much.
Oh, you missed a spot over there, Ava.
Thank you, dear. Don't you have anything to do?
You asked me to supervise, so I'm supervising. Mm-hmm.
I meant, with breakfast, I didn't... Never mind.
Ooh, there's a streak by the table.
David.
It's amazing what you notice when you're not the one doing the mopping.
Oh, I'm gonna mop you. Hey, you guys are doing a great job in here. Wow, this building has never been so clean.
No trouble at all, Jessica.
Is there anything else we can do? How about that mother? Tula, was it? Any news on her baby?
Oh, yes. Well, Dr. Miriam was near her hut this morning when she went into labor. He delivered the baby about an hour ago. A healthy 8-pound boy.
That's great.
I know you were hoping to be there.
As long as the baby is healthy, I don't mind. But I do feel a little, well, pointless. I thought my nursing skills would come in handy.
Well, you've done a fine job cleaning the place, though you missed a bit in the corner here.
Well, I was actually coming to see if you wanted to drive into town with me, Ava. I have to get some supplies, and they're having a political rally today. I thought you might be interested in attending.
Maybe, but what if Michael gets worse?
Dr. Miriam's here.
That's true. Well...
Oh, hey, kids.
Hi, Dad. Can we go back to the lodge?
Why, what's up?
I'm working on a project.
Oh, what kind of project?
A secret one.
Uh-huh, and Matthew?
I'm assisting in the secret project.
Hmm. And I have a secret thing to do, too. But it's a different secret thing than their secret thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I need something to do that I don't want to tell anyone about.
I think I will go into town with Jessica.
Good.
Right, then. I'll go with the kids and supervise. You know, a good supervisor always comes in handy.
Sure. Interesting. That last speaker seems to have some really good ideas.
Senator Enzani?
Uh-huh.
Yes, she's been a huge advocate for our work in the villages. She's even met with us a few times to find out how she can help. You ready to go?
Sure.
Do you mind if we make one more stop? I forgot to get coffee.
Oh, of course. I'm just along for the ride.
There's a little shop just a few blocks away that carries it. This way.
to that bush.
And that's how Olivia and Matthew Parker first met Michael. He's a hero, a friend, and he's dying. Yes, even while Michael was saving Matthew's life, he was losing his own.
Michael needs this heart surgery in order to live. He's already on borrowed time. It's urgent.
You can help. We need to raise $26,000 soon so Michael can have his surgery. Please donate to Michael's Heart Fund.
What do you think, Dad?
Oh, that's a powerful video.
I can't believe you got the rescue on tape, Olivia.
Yeah, well, I was videoing when you fell in, and the camera must have stayed on when I dropped it to help you.
So, do you think people will donate that?
I don't know, Matthew. I certainly hope so. Who are you planning on sending it to?
Everyone we know. And I thought I'd ask Mr. Whitaker to post it on the Universal Press Foundation website.
I bet Wooten would forward it to his comic book fan club, too.
Yeah.
I'll send it to all my friends and family. I can get your mom's list, too.
Great. First, we need to upload the file somewhere. It's a pretty big file, so it'll take a while.
Ooh, there go the lights again.
Oh, no! No, no, no!
And the power's out.
Oh, did the video send? Please, tell me it sent.
Nope, not even close.
Okay, the power will come back on, eventually.
Oh, but when?
If it's like last time, it could be days.
Oh, no.
And every hour, Michael gets worse. We don't have time to wait.
Oh, and here we are.
Wow, there's a little bit of everything here.
Jessica, look.
What?
Is that the senator? The one who spoke at the city center.
Oh, that's her. Senator Enzani.
Jessica!
Now you can meet her.
Well, I would love to. She seems to really care about the people here.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Senator. It's so nice to see you.
And this must be Eva.
It is.
How do you know me?
I came here to meet you.
You did? I don't understand. Oh,
you don't recognize me, do you?
Excuse me?
I've changed quite a bit since I was a child. Maybe my name will jog your memory. I'm Esther. Esther Enzani.
Esther? You mean you?
Yes, yes. You sponsored me when I was a child.
Oh, Esther.
Are you home?
Camilla? Hi. I brought something for Bakari.
Bakari? My dog?
Here.
You made a head for her?
I knitted it, actually. I just learned how, so I'm not very good. I know you love Bakari the way she is, so I understand if you don't...
I love it.
You do?
Yes, her eyes are brown like mine. And her hair is so long and pretty. And she's smiling.
I thought you might need a smile now. I'll sew the head on for you.
Okay. Thank you, Camilla.
It's no big deal.
It is to me.
I can't believe it. You're Esther, you're my sponsor child.
Yes, although not much of a child anymore.
How did you arrange this, Jessica?
I called the home office. I thought it would be fun for you to meet your child all grown up. When I found out who she was, I probably looked as surprised as you look right now.
When Jessica called and told me you were here, I was so excited to meet you. You've had a huge influence on my life.
I did?
Let me see. This is one of the letters you wrote.
You still have it?
I kept all of your letters. But this one in particular meant so much. You wrote, "I hope you keep working hard in school, Esther. Don't give up. Even though I know you have a lot to do caring for your little sisters, I can tell you are very smart. God has great things in store for you. He loves you so much, and he believes in you even more than I do."
I don't even remember writing that.
I still remember the day I received it. I stood in a whole crowd of children waiting to see who had received letters that day. What you didn't know is that I thought school didn't matter. I'd always be stuck in this village anyway. I didn't see the purpose.
But look at you now.
I wanted to get into government to make a difference. I believed that things could change for the better because people believed in me. I was just a skinny little girl in a big family, but you thought I was important.
You were, and still are. Not because you're a senator, but because God created you in His image. That alone gives you great value.
You showed me that, Ava. Now I fight so hard for those living in poverty because I know that each person matters to God. And I know that because I mattered.
Jessica, get back.
Not sure. I'm guessing they'll be here.
Hello, everyone.
Any minute.
There you two are.
Which two? There are four of us here.
Matthew and Olivia.
Us?
Did we do something?
As if you didn't know.
Actually, we don't.
Why didn't you tell me yourselves?
About the video?
No, the money.
That we're trying to raise?
That you've already raised.
I'm lost.
You really don't know?
No.
You raised enough money for Michael's surgery.
What? What?
Almost $29,000. The home office called me on the way back here, and they said the money was wired for Michael's surgery an hour ago, and that it came to the attention of Matthew and Olivia Parker.
Oh, wow.
But how is that possible?
I don't understand. Who sent the money?
They said the name on the wire transfer was from John White? Whitner?
Mr. Whitner!
Okay. So, remember when we emailed Mr. Whitaker to ask about a refund for camp?
Of course, yeah.
We told him we wanted to help a boy with heart problems. We didn't even know what the surgery would cost then, but we knew that Michael would probably need a lot of medical help.
Sure. Yeah, so then we didn't email Mr. Whitaker again, but he passed our email on to the other kids who were going to camp, and together they all decided to skip camp this year and give the money to Michael instead.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, no. So then, okay, one of the kids' parents works at Channel 10, and they told their boss about it, so Ted Humphries did a feature story. Oh. Local kids cancel their summer fun to save an African boy's life.
Wow. In just a couple days, $29,000 came into the fund Mr. Whitaker set up.
Yep.
All these people we don't know wanted to help Michael, too.
They saw your sacrifice.
I wonder what Michael will say when we tell him.
I can't believe it.
I know. Jessica told us everything is arranged. On Thursday, you'll get on a plane to Thailand, and you'll have the operation the next day.
Well, why would your friends do this? I mean, they don't even know me. Why would they care?
They don't have to know you to care about you.
Yeah, God created you and loves you, Michael. That makes you matter.
I thank you. Can you come with me?
No, we're scheduled to fly home the day after you leave. But I am going to drive you to the airport.
Oh, actually, our dad will drive.
Good.
You haven't seen our dad drive.
Almost there, Michael. Just a few more miles to the airport.
I wish my family could have come.
They do, too. They'll be praying for you every day.
We all will.
Yeah. Turn on this next road, David.
Right.
I'm surprised Mom actually let you drive.
Well, it was either that or stay and supervise. I told her that driving would be no trouble at all.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Oh, come on. No, not now.
What happened?
I don't know. It just stalled.
What are we going to do?
Well, I'll take a look under the hood, if I can open it. Huh. The battery and terminals look fine, and it's not the alternator. I don't know. I haven't worked on many cars this old.
Dad, did you read the article in your technology magazine about old cars?
I think so.
It said that sometimes cars like this can stall because of vapor lock.
You're right. It's caused by excessive heat. Huh, I wonder. Okay, there's the fuel line. Ow!
Careful with your hand, Dad.
Okay, you're going to have to be my right hand.
Okay.
Do we have any water?
There's a whole case in the trunk from when Ava and I went to the market. I'll get it.
Great. Okay, there's the fuel line. I'll hold the wires out of the way, and you pour the water on it.
Will do. Mm-hmm.
It should be cool by now. Jessica, turn the key. Please, Lord, let this work.
Yes!
Yes!
You did it!
Teamwork, right, son?
Yeah, it was a piece of cake.
I don't believe it.
Well, I don't mean a literal piece of cake.
No, a monkey, right there by the road.
Oh, wow, it is. Look at him. He's watching us.
Well, he at least knows how to fix vapor lock now.
Awesome. I got to see a monkey after all.
And it's a good thing, since we're leaving tomorrow. Okay, Michael. Let's get you to your plane.
Oh, here's our date.
And plenty of time to spare.
Somebody write down the date. We are never on time.
That's true. So when do we hear about Michael?
Jessica promised she'd keep us updated. We'll probably have an email from her when we get home.
I hope he's okay.
Mm-hmm. All we can do now is pray, and we'll do that for sure.
You know, I never did update their computer software.
I never taught any Bible classes.
I never hammered in one nail for that school.
And I only had one patient.
Hello, that would be me.
But I'm so glad we came.
Yeah. Hey, we have time to do our last interview for the video. You guys, please come on. It's the last one.
All right.
Yes.
What's the question?
What did you learn this past week? Rolling. I learned knitting a little thing can make a big difference. And dolls can be cute with or without heads.
I learned everyone in the world is valuable and important. Oh, and that monkeys have really gross teeth.
Oh, that's true.
Wow, I learned a lot. But especially that I have some pretty incredible kids.
Here.
And to never walk on a wet roof.
Yes!
I learned that God can take even the smallest things we offer and use them for a greater purpose than we ever imagined. Like a few dollars a month.
Best one yet, Mom. Thank
you. What? Better than mine?
Never walk on a wet roof?
No.
It sounds like a fortune cookie.
I mean the part about my incredible kids.
You just learned that? Mom's known it for years.
It's true.
It's okay, Dad. I'll knit you something.
Oh, what about a new hand?
No. How about a new head?
Oh, you got it. Okay.
In today's story, Michael didn't feel valuable since he was sick and couldn't help his family. The Parkers thought their value depended on the things they were going to do while on their trip. And Esther felt unimportant and forgotten as a child. You know, the Bible tells us that each person is created in God's image. And in Jeremiah 31:3, God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Think about that. God's love for each of us is everlasting. That means God loved us even before He created us. Every person has great value, not because of the things we do. God loved us before we did anything. He doesn't even love us because we're Christians. In fact, He loved us while we were still sinners. So much, in fact, that He died for us. Since God values every person that much, they deserve our respect and love, too. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Mission Unaccomplished, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound design was by Christopher Deal and Jonathan Crow, and music was by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Mark Evan Jackson, Amanda Troop, Zach Callison, Kelly Stables, Michaela Dean, Kari Walgren, Kwesi Boache, and Ponita Nichols. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.